This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Protests against a military takeover continued in Myanmar's largest city Thursday, despite band gatherings of more than five people. Hundreds marched through Yangon, carrying signs with pictures of detained leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Opponents of the February 1st military coup are deeply skeptical of the junta's assurances given at a news conference Tuesday that there would be a fair election and it would hand over power, even as police filed an additional charge against Suu Kyi. The junta said the takeover was necessary because Aung San Suu Kyi's government had failed to investigate fraud claims and elections her party won in a landslide. The Election Commission has dismissed those claims. Here in the U.S., millions of people are dealing with the effects of frigid stormy weather on this Thursday, including many in the southern state of Texas who have spent days now without electricity and have had water supplies disrupted. Authorities ordered about 7 million people in Texas, one quarter of the state's population, to boil tap water before drinking it due to damage to the water system. Meantime, the National Weather Service issued a winter storm warning for a large swath of the United States, ranging from Texas to the East Coast state of Maryland. The National Weather Service said the storm would bring ice, sleet, heavy snow from Texas, already hit Louisiana, Arkansas, and Mississippi. More than 20 storm-related deaths have been reported here in the U.S. since the cold weather arrived last week, most of them in traffic accidents. And for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Residents of Jerusalem woke up Thursday morning to find the city blanketed with snow. Some children built a snowman near the walls of Jerusalem's old city, complete with COVID-19 face masks. Snowfall covered areas in the region it has not reached in years, disrupting traffic, postponing vaccination campaigns against COVID-19, and even some universities postponing classes. Mount Etna, Europe's most active volcano, continued to spew lava, ashes, and volcanic stones on Thursday. The eruption, which featured spectacular displays of gushing lava, forced the temporary closure of Sicily's Catania Airport. Nearby residents said the eruption was unusual in that the big chunks of volcanic stone carpeted the area, not just the ash. The U.S. Justice Department now charging three North Korean computer programmers. And a broad range of global hacks, including a scheme to steal more than $1 billion from banks and other financial institutions. John Demers, an assistant attorney general for national security, said North Korea's malicious activities are a global problem requiring global awareness, condemnation, and cooperative disruption. With this indictment and related disruptions, he said the United States continues to do its part. The latest NASA probe to Mars is set to land Thursday after a journey that began last July. During the landing of the Perseverance, NASA has no ability to control the probe. Perseverance is targeting a landing in Jezero Crater, which is believed to be an ancient lake bed. There, it will search for signs of ancient life. NASA has successfully landed 8 of 9 probes on Mars. And the UN Secretary General now calling on the world's largest economies to create a task force to plan and coordinate a global COVID-19 vaccination plan. Antonio Guterres told a high-level virtual meeting of the UN Security Council on the global vaccine rollout that the G20 is well established to carry out an emergency task force to prepare such a global vaccination plan and coordinate its implementation as well as its financing. Funding for the WHO from the U.S. stopped last year under former President Donald Trump's administration, which did not like how the WHO had handled the coronavirus pandemic. For more news, join us, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting remotely, VOA News.